Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Invincible: Defy Your Genetic Destiny to Live Better. Longer by Florence Comet MD is a non-fiction health and longevity guide centered on precision medicine, preventive testing, and individualized health optimization. Comite, a Yale-trained endocrinologist associated with women's health, reproductive endocrinology, and healthy longevity, argues that inherited risk is important but not final. The book's purpose is to move readers away from a reactive model of care, in which disease is treated after symptoms appear, toward an anticipatory model that tracks biological change before decline becomes obvious. Its subject matter includes biomarkers, metabolic health, hormones, muscle preservation, sleep, circadian rhythm, and personalized intervention. Rather than presenting a single universal longevity formula, the book emphasizes that health span depends on understanding each person's physiology, family history, habits, and measurable risk patterns, positioned within the popular science and practical health category. Invincible offers readers a framework for using data and lifestyle decisions to reduce vulnerability to age-related disease. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, genetic risk is treated as a starting point rather than a fixed outcome. A central idea of Invincible is that genes shape vulnerability but do not fully determine future health. Comite's argument fits within the broader field of preventive and precision medicine, where inherited predispositions are interpreted alongside lifestyle, environment, hormones, metabolism, and measurable biological change. This framing matters because many people view family history as either a warning they cannot escape or a distant concern they can ignore. The book instead treats genetic information as useful context for earlier action. If a person has a family pattern of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cognitive decline, or other age-associated conditions, the practical implication is not resignation, but closer monitoring and targeted prevention. The reasoning is that chronic disease usually develops gradually, often before symptoms are obvious. By identifying risk patterns early, readers can make decisions about exercise, nutrition, sleep, stress, and medical follow-up with greater specificity. The book's distinctive emphasis is not simply that healthy habits matter, but that habits should be interpreted through the lens of individual risk. In this way, genetic destiny becomes a map of possible vulnerabilities, not a prediction that must be fulfilled. Secondly, biomarkers are used to detect biological aging before symptoms appear. Invincible places strong emphasis on biomarkers as practical tools for seeing health trajectory more clearly. Comet argues that conventional care often waits for disease thresholds, while longevity-focused care should establish personal baselines earlier and monitor change over time. Biomarkers discussed in public material around the book include measures connected to glucose regulation, cholesterol risk, hormone status, and metabolic function, such as HbA1c, cholesterol risk ratio, and free testosterone. The important point is not any single number in isolation, but the pattern formed when multiple markers are considered together with body composition, family history, sleep, stress, exercise, and diet. This approach is more nuanced than treating a lab result as simply normal or abnormal. A value may sit within a standard reference range, yet still represent decline for a particular person if it has shifted significantly from that person's earlier baseline. The book, therefore, encourages a longitudinal view of health. Its reasoning is that aging-related disorders can begin years before diagnosis, and earlier detection allows for less drastic intervention. The biomarker framework makes aging less abstract by turning risk into measurable signals that can guide individualized decisions. Thirdly, the NUF1 model prioritizes individualized patterns over population averages. Comite's work is associated with a NUF1 approach, meaning that the individual patient becomes the central unit of analysis rather than a statistical average. Invincible reflects this model by treating health optimization as a continuous process of measuring, interpreting, intervening, and reassessing. Population studies remain valuable because they reveal broad associations. But the book's precision medicine orientation stresses that average responses do not always predict an individual's response. Two people can have different hormonal profiles, sleep patterns, insulin sensitivity, cardiovascular risk, or recovery capacity despite appearing similar by age or weight. The practical consequence is that a generic prescription may be useful as a starting point, but incomplete as a long-term plan. Wearable data, clinical testing, medical history, and lifestyle tracking can reveal whether an intervention is actually improving the person's specific physiology. This is especially relevant in longevity medicine, where goals such as preserving muscle, stabilizing glucose, improving sleep, and reducing inflammation require ongoing adjustment. The strength of this approach is its specificity. Its limitation is that it demands more data, interpretation, and access to informed medical guidance than a conventional one-size-fits-all wellness program. women's longevity is addressed through hormones, muscle, and under-recognized risk, although Invincible is relevant to a broad health-conscious audience. Kamite's background in women's health gives the book a notable focus on female aging. Public discussions around the book emphasize that women often live longer than men, but may spend more later life years with disability or chronic illness. The book responds to this problem by highlighting early prevention, especially before and during hormonal transitions. It treats menopause and midlife changes, not as isolated reproductive events, but as shifts that can affect body composition, insulin sensitivity, mood, energy, sleep, cardiovascular risk, and muscle preservation. This is important because much historical biomedical research underrepresented women, leaving gaps in how aging advice applies across sex-specific physiology. Kamite's perspective encourages women to understand their personal health story, including family history, current habits, biomarkers, and hormonal status. Muscle receives particular attention because it supports metabolic flexibility, strength, mobility, glucose control, and resilience against frailty. The reasoning is practical: preserving muscle and metabolic health earlier can reduce the severity of later decline. The book, therefore, frames women's longevity as a proactive medical and lifestyle project rather than a cosmetic or purely hormonal concern. Lastly, lifestyle interventions are tied to measurable metabolic and circadian effects. Invincible does not present lifestyle advice as a loose collection of wellness habits. It connects behavior to biological systems that influence aging, especially metabolism, circadian rhythm, muscle function, and hormonal balance. Sleep timing, exposure to natural light, physical activity, nutrition, stress, and environmental factors are treated as inputs that can alter measurable outcomes. Kamite has publicly emphasized circadian alignment, including the role of daylight exposure and regular sleep-wake patterns in supporting glucose control, appetite regulation, energy, and metabolic stability. The book's broader logic is that daily routines can either reinforce or disrupt the body's regulatory systems. Muscle-building exercise is positioned as especially important because muscle is metabolically active tissue that contributes to insulin sensitivity and physical resilience. Nutrition is not reduced to a single diet identity. Rather, it is part of a personalized pattern assessed alongside biomarkers and body composition. This makes the advice more clinically grounded than simple habit tracking. The central reasoning is that aging is influenced by repeated signals sent to the body over time. Small behaviors matter because they accumulate into physiological patterns that can either accelerate vulnerability or support longer health span. In conclusion, Invincible is best suited for readers who want a data-informed approach to aging rather than a general wellness manual. It will appeal to people in their 30s and beyond who are beginning to think about prevention, as well as older readers who want to understand metabolic, hormonal, and cardiovascular risk before disease becomes advanced. It is also especially relevant for women seeking a longevity framework that acknowledges hormonal change, muscle loss, and gaps in traditional research on female aging. The practical benefit is that the book helps readers think in terms of baselines, trends, and personal risk patterns instead of isolated symptoms or generic health rules. Intellectually, it introduces the logic of precision medicine in an accessible way. Inherited risk, biomarkers, lifestyle, and environment must be interpreted together. Compared with many longevity books that emphasize either broad lifestyle principles or cutting-edge interventions, Invincible stands out for its clinical focus on individualized measurement and early prevention. Its differentiating claim is not that aging can be solved by one diet, supplement, or exercise plan, but that health span can be improved by understanding the specific biology of one person at a time. Readers should approach it as a framework for informed discussion with medical professionals, not as a substitute for individualized medical care. If you would like to support Florence Kamite MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.